بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Today we begin the discussion of the beautiful name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. الحق، the truth، جل جلاله، الحق المبين. Allah تبارك وتعالى is the حق. Is nothing more absolute and truthful than the ذات and the being of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Whatever emanates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the haqq. Whatever Allah ta'ala says is the haqq. Quran, hadith, jannat, jahannam, anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, all the malaika, jibreel alayhimu salatu wa salam, and all of them, all these are the haqq and the truth. So we discuss this name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so our hearts open to the haqq. What is the truth? As we heard over the weekend also, when we came to the program and the message of our honorable Sheikh, and he says that, speak the truth, speak the haqq, understand the haqq, propagate the haqq, and be with those of the haqq also. And act upon the haqq and the truth. This is the crux of kunu ma'a sadiqin. Ayyul ladhina amanu taqullah, people of iman, those that have believed, fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and kunu ma'a sadiqin, and be with those that are truthful, that are true in the iman. This is the haqq and the truth. So Allah ta'ala give us understanding, that when it comes to what is the haqq and the truth nowadays, it becomes so difficult to decipher. What is the truth really? To understand the truth has become more difficult. And we hear commonly fake news, this is fake, that is fake. What is the truth? So this zamana is more and more and more important. That we read the Quran more and more every day. Because the Quran is only haqq, to navigate truthfully and righteously through all this fake life and deceit. إن الله تبارك وتعالى mentioned متاع الغرور. Dunya also is متاع الغرور. Is all goods and saman of deception, dhoka hai. The deception. The worldly life also, وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the life of the hereafter, that is the true life. That is the real life. Over here everything is fake. Nobody can say my children. Really whether, yes, biologically yes. Whether the child's heart belongs to me, we don't know. Ourselves, you know, when you were 15, 16, 17, 18, even joined the father in the business, in the shop, whatever he says, we just nod our head. But we, in our old heart now, I don't believe this old man. I'll do my own thing. So whether it's my children, whether really their hearts belong to me, my wife, my business, my staff, my, whether really, only thing mine, subhanAllah, Hazrat says, what is mine, is my Rabb. That is haqq. That is why salah is such a intimate relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There we instructed to say subhana rabbana rabbi rabbi al-azim. Purity belongs to my Rabb. Allah is saying, I have a special connection with you. Not rabbana, not our Rabb. Allah is saying my Rabb. In that we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, you belong to me. Rabbi. Subhana rabbi al-a'la. They also rabbi. Rabbi means my Rabb. So this is the haqq. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is my Nabi. My wife, how long she'll be my wife? How long I will be in the nikah also? One day I have to go 6 feet down. She'll have to leave also. Parents also have to leave. So what is the truth really? Is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this I have to understand. That's why we mention over and over again, as our elders say, that 6 to 8 hours in a day, 6 to 8 hours in a day, which we are paying for premium for my child to listen and to hear and to made to believe for 6 to 8 hours every day that everything does besides Allah. 8 hours a day, 6 hours a day, 12 years of prime age from 6 years. Now, even before that, in 00, then R grade, whatever it is, from 3 years old till 18 years old, another 4, 5, 6 years thereafter. All these years that are spent to emphasize and to persuade the child for 6 to 8 hours every day is being taught everything besides Allah. Everything besides you went to the qabr, and that is the reality, that is the haqq. That your whole journey, old child, your whole journey of life is going in one direction to the qabr. But for 6 hours nobody is telling him that. For 8 hours nobody is telling him that you have to work hard to earn a livelihood. You have to work hard to earn a livelihood. Which hadith, which Quran Sharif ayat has come from, that this we make it a truth to the child. You have to work hard. You have to work hard. Yes, you have to work. Work hard for deen. But work hard for dunya. Your dunya depends on your deen. You can have dunya but no deen, it's zero. You will be comfortable but you won't be happy. Dunya will make you comfortable, will make you happy. The poor man, he's happy with his lot, but he has deen, he's a happy man. But hardly anything. This is the reality, this is the truth. What they have told us, the 6 to 8 hours every day, we have to undo it every day. And we're paying for it, for them to emphasize on my child. That you have to learn the so much of physics and science and biology and for you to be happy. Truth, we put a cross, not true. What is the truth? Allah says. But the child misses madrasa in the afternoon. Which is the haqqil mus. I have to go coaching. Mother says I have to go for ballet. Ballet dancing or ballet, whatever it is now. Or piano lessons. Now it's piano lessons also. Or the dog is sick. You take the dog for checkup. What about your checkup? Checkup of your heart. But this is what is happening now. The dog is sick or the cat is sick or this happened. Can't go to madrasa. For that 1.5-2 hours. Just to listen to the haqq a little bit, from the people of haqq, and to be with the people of haqq also. And there, when it comes to the school fees, how much aren't we paying? And we're proud of it also. And madrasa, here commonly also, madrasa fees, nobody wants to pay to remind them. Unfortunately, where I'm supposed to be putting my resources, that is the haqq. So to understand what is the haqq, nowadays has become so difficult. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, now we have to make this dua after every salah as much as possible. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizuqna attiba'a wa arina al-ba'atila ba'atila wa rizuqna ijtinaba. The dua of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahumma arina al-haqqa. Allah show us the haqq as the haqq. Show us the truth as the truth. Somebody tells me something also, I don't know to believe or not to believe. Children ask, wife is speaking, husband is speaking, I don't believe you. What is the truth? I don't believe you. Now we don't even know what is the truth anymore. What is false anymore. Then we followed the website for so long, then we realized this website now is a fake website. And everything is a scam. Everything now is phishing, or whatever they call it now. So we don't know what it is. Clickbait. Call it clickbait. Eh? That they really now what is, whether it's true, everything. So there's so many things that are truthful, but they're there. Shaitan don't allow you to go that way. So Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Ya Allah, show the truth as the truth. Warzuqna tiba'a. Ya Allah, grant us the sustenance of following it. Al-Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, look at the words over here. Warzuqna ittiba'a. Ittiba'a to follow. Ya Allah, show the truth as the truth and make it part of my sustenance, my rizq, that I follow the truth. The Hadith Sharif says a person will not leave this world until he completes his rizq and his rosy and sustenance. Allah, before I leave this world, make it part of my sustenance that I follow the haqq and die upon the haqq. So shouldn't be my whole life came out following the wrong people. Following the wrong things. And I thought I was upon the haqq. It was actually nafsaniyat. But I thought it was the truth. But wasn't the truth. Ya Allah, I make it part of my sustenance. That before I die, I follow what is the haqq and the truth. Wa arina al-batila batila. Ya Allah, show us batil as batil. Show us the false as the false. Show us falsehood as falsehood. This is wrong, it's wrong. Wa rizuqna ijtinaba. Wa rizuqna ijtinaba. Ya Allah, I make it part of my sustenance that I refrain from it. Sometimes my entire life, and so many incidents we find, the person is talibu sadiq. He has true desire in the heart to follow the haqq. Allah will show him the road to the haqq. Allah will show him. But he follows his nafs. See, these ulama, they're singing the right tune. They're not going to follow these ulama over here. This is nice. I'm already doing these things. Now they passed it. This is the mufti to follow. Now when they're following the mufti or following his nafs, he's already doing that now. He's already photography and videoing now. That one, that mufti is too hard. Very difficult. This one is okay. Now, were they following the fatwa? Were they following the nafs? Ya Allah, what is the truth? What is the haqq? So ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to show us the haqq and make it part of our sustenance and rosy. Ya Allah, you follow what is the right thing. Should be on the day of Qiyamah, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahimullah mentions in the Fazal Amal, should be on the day of Qiyamah when the dust settles. When the dust settles, then he realizes that I thought I was riding a horse, when in reality I was riding a donkey. He thought now he was on the haq, but he was riding something else. Now the dust settled, finally, now big problem now. What happened? He wasn't a talib al-sadiq. He wasn't a true seeker. He wasn't a true seeker of the truth. Ya Allah, what is the haq and the truth? So to follow those upon the haq also, to remain with those upon the haq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq, the truth. Haq refers to something which is established or definite. And therefore al-haq is that being whose existence is most definite. There is no possibility of rejecting his existence, that is the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his presence is established. The existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a primary article which has to be acknowledged. There is no possibility of denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as there is no evidence which can ever prove Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's non-existence. To understand this, we have to sit by the people of haqq. That's why the child has to go to maktab. The child has to sit by those asatiza, those ulama ikram that have nisbat and connection to the people of haqq also. When the child will learn, he is learning what is the haqq and what is the truth. We find the old people, alhamdulillah, when they went maktab 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, they didn't go darulum thereafter. Our dadimas and nanimas, what they learned that time of the haqq is still pulling them now, till now. We learned this that time, that's what we know. That was the haqq, that is the truth. I had to tell him, but no, it's like that. No. You learned this in madrasa at that time by some munchi sahab or by some apa, we learned it. And that was it, came into their heart for life. They got the pansura, now it's a green kitab. This we have to read. Now we say, okay, you don't read, it's okay. Masjid after Maghrib, now Musta after Maghrib, so don't read it after Isha. They're reading it. We learned it like this, we're reading it. And Iskar Guzari we gave sometime, or many times also, one of our friends. That time we went maktab madrasa, sitting by the ustaz. Right, they didn't know much tajweed that time, but they knew this is the haqq. Zaruri Muslimin, Allah Ya Rasul, Takhti, we learned, etc. But what they had in their heart was the haqq. They learned the right thing, and this child must understand what is the haqq and must die upon the haqq. With that thing fancy, they knew what was the right thing and they thought the right thing. So after some time, a certain friend, a classmate of mine, I met him, living in a foreign country right now, Western country, and met him a few months ago, and met him after a very long time in the masjid, and outwardly, not very pious, so to say, wearing a t-shirt, and came to the gym at this age, and also no topi with the spikes in the gel, etc. So met him, nice to see you after a very long, but wonderful person, akhlaq, etc. Hafiz al-Quran also, alhamdulillah, that time. So as we were speaking, then he says, my son online got involved with a certain girl. He's living in one country, his wife living in a different country. The weekends he comes to this country to meet his family and his wife and children, etc. He says, I found the chats with this girl. And he's telling me that he mentioned some things to this girl which were not savory, unsavory things. And not Sharia compliant. He said, I got very upset with him. So I sat him down. I told him, son, these few statements you made to this girl, is that Islamic? Now look at the person outwardly. He's a modern person. Alright? The country is still also no ulama. He's doing the khutbah and namaz. He's doing the khutbah and namaz. They appointed him as the imam. They saw the haqq in him. Although outwardly, but see where he came from. So they made him the khatib. Now he ordered a khutbah. So I sent him the PDF and he wanted this. I have to perform the salah. I have to make the khutbah. I have to give some bayan also. So he made... He sat down his son and he told his son, these few statements you made to this girl to just to thrill her are not Islamic. So I want you to retract these statements and to read your kalima again. I was shocked. So I asked him, I said, Doc, how you understood that? The environment you're living in and your lifestyle also and the speed of your life that you're flying right now in modern life. So, how you understood this is not right? And what made you sit him down? Now just to understand, the countries, family staying in UK, he's staying in Ireland. And there's no ulama there. Weekend you're flying to UK to meet the family. Then he comes back on Monday. So I say, what is it? How come you made him retract? You must read his kalima again. In that environment, here we won't tell our children also. The boy said something against Sharia and Deen. I would say, make a plan. Then he made him sit down, read your kalima again. I retract these statements. So I asked him, how come, what made you do this? What made you understand this? So he, for a moment he thought, he pondered. Then he told me something that really hit my heart. He said, we learned this in madrasa. I mean, this is common knowledge. But it's not common anymore. He said, this is what we learned in madrasa. The madrasa also was simple in madrasa. Sitting on this wooden desk, one long desk, Ustaz had one pen in his hand, and marking Allah Ya Rasul, learning more Urdu than anything else. Learning some Urdu, Zaruri Muslimin, whether there's du'as or sunnah or not, and how we learn those du'as to make niyat for namaz in Urdu. Right, reading four rakat duha namaz behind Imam facing Qibla, and all the niyat say the English say the Urdu say the Arabic also, then you must start your namaz. All that now. He said, we learn this in madrasa. We learn this by the Ustaz. And what's right is right. What he said was wrong was wrong. He had to repeat his kalima, read his kalima again, and reject his statements. Then I understood the power of maktab and madrasa. The amount of haqq that Ustaz is sitting there, sitting on the floor with their desk and teaching their child. And we know the old is how it was. It wasn't desks and tables. Sit on the chair, you sit by the Ustaz, and you put your finger there. Alif, ba, the Ustaz got the pen or pencil in his hand, read it again, read it again, read it again. Then he'll show you sometimes, twist your ears a little bit also. The thing went into the heart. It went into the heart, and those that are 70, 60, 50, that's what we learned, that is the haqq. Now the children are getting, mashallah, what type of education? They still got doubt. Still got doubt. That time the asatiza had the haqq in their heart. And the parents also had the haqq in their heart. That's why, whether right or wrong, whether that time the father will take the son to the madrasa, Morana, ghost is yours. Tomorrow is yours. And the bones are mine. And the boy knew, you have to learn my work. And the thing came into his heart. It sat in his heart for life. So this is the haqq. This is where it starts. One is in the home, and also the maktab, the madrasa. This is the children have to go to madrasa. That was sabat ulama ikram. That will teach them the haqq. Al-Haqq subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who established other things and makes them truthful. A calligrapher decided to determine which religion was true. Calligrapher, person that writes. He adopted the following method. He prepared exquisite copies of the Torah, the Bible and the Quran al-Karim. However, he purposely altered sections in the Torah, the Bible and the Quran al-Karim. Thereafter, he handed the copy of the Torah to the Jewish scholars who studied them, and then paid him handsomely for it due to the beautiful script. He was a scribe, calligrapher. The Bible was handed over to the Christian priests. Congratulating his effort, they purchased his beautiful script for a huge amount of money. Finally, he handed the Quran Sharif to the Muslim ulama. On seeing the alterations, they arrested him and took him to their ruler, who commanded that he should be killed due to the alterations he made in the Quran al-Karim. See the difference now. He then explained his reason for doing so. Thereafter, he openly announced his acceptance of Islam and explained to them that he wanted to examine all the religions to see which one was true and divinely protected. By his experiment, he had realized that only Islam was a truthful religion. This was the haqq. You can't alter the haqq. You can't change it. The haqq is the haqq, cannot be changed or altered. And only the Quran al-Karim is a true book of haqq tabaraka wa ta'ala. None can ever make alterations in the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the haqq. The hafiz of the Quran, how he used to become hafiz of the haqq also. Environment of the home also has to be the speech of haqq and the truth. So the environment of the home has to be so. That's why we tell the parents who are still not becoming huffaz that you have to make the environment of the home conducive for him. You can't confuse him. That weekday you go to madrasa, you have to do Quran. Come weekend now, you don't have to wear kurta. You have a choice. And sometimes the parents say, but he wants to wear that. But who parent, who bought it? Who bought that clothing? Who showed him? Who took him to go and buy that clothing in the first place? So, he doesn't know what is the haqq, garb and the dress also. Oh, if he's wearing the kurta. Hafiz boys now, we've got to tell the parents, the kurta is below their ankles. It's against the haqq and the truth. Although the kurta is becoming, shouldn't be, he's reading Quran Sharif, and the Quran is cursing him. As the Shaykh mentioned also, the Hafiz of the Quran is reading Quran, or the reciter, and he's reciting, Allah la'natullahi ala al-kadibin. Listen, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the liars. And he's speaking lies also. He's speaking lies, I learned my work last night. What he didn't learn last night. He's reading the sabak also, and he's cursing himself. So many ayat like that, the person is reading, but he's cursing himself, his whole life is against the haqq, not upon the haqq. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to understand the haqq, to make amal upon the haqq, to propagate the haqq, and remain with those of the haqq also. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Continuing with our kitab, how to use our eyes in the haqq manner, also in the correct way. Allah Ta'ala has given the command in regards to the eyes to lower the gaze. يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ That lowers some of your gazes. So you don't have to lower all the gazes, some of the gazes have to be lowered. What's halal to see, that you must see. What's haram to see, there we lower the gaze. So the cure for love affairs, where a person gets involved, and this starts from the eyes. People will complain at one time, this is Hakim Sahib Rahimullah, only speaks about the eyes, and the eyes, and the eyes. He will say everything starts from the eyes. Because you're not looking at the haqq, you should be looking at the Quran Sharif, look at your wife, look at your children, look at your parents. Now I can't even look at my parents also. Don't look at my wife. Children don't have no time, it's all in the cell phone. Person is busy. But looking at haram, then he has time to look at haram. And somebody mentioned also, he said the old people now they stuck to something called reels or shorts or something. Say, oh, they're scrolling. Now he's retired sitting at home. So Dadima and Nanima both, Nanima and Nana also sitting, seeing reels whole day, or seeing some shorts the whole day. Life is coming out like that. Where can you read Quran Sharif? Alhamdulillah, we have people in our masjid. He took his retirement package, he said, Mukhtisab, 10 paras a day now. Alhamdulillah. Now I got all the time in the world. 10 paras a day I'm doing. Every third day I'm making one khatam, making one khatam, making one khatam. Now, myself and Appa, I'm retired, she's too retired, children are sending the food home, Alhamdulillah, she doesn't have to cook. Now we got our tartib. After Isha, lights out. Now we're sleeping. Then I'll wake up 1 o'clock, 1 hour tahajjud. Then I'll go to bed and wake her up. She'll do 1 hour tahajjud. Then she'll wake me up. Then 1 hour of Quran, tilawah, zikr and dua. Then she'll wake up thereafter. So we take turns to fajr namaz. Then I'm in the masjid, then fikr, zikr, dua, etc. Then back home, have a little bit nap, then breakfast, haq, Quran, tilawat again. What enjoyment. Living a life of truthfulness and haq. This is real life. So how to control the eyes? Everything is imported into the heart through the eyes. So the cure for these love affairs and how to get the eyes under control. And remember, my dear brothers, this is an ongoing jihad till maut. Nobody can say, now I got it under control. Shaitan doesn't give up his effort. So we can't give up our effort also. That is how we have to listen to it over and over again. Over and over again. Till it settles in the heart, then the weakness will come again. Hazrat says also, Islah of the heart, Islah of the eyes, Islah of the ears. Is that once off and it's done. Even the contract also, say once off. For how long? 24 months. But then you got to pay again. Is that once off for life? Then they say also a lifetime guarantee. So they say lifetime of the, now you go to the shop, you buy something, it says lifetime guarantee. You ask the shopkeeper, is your lifetime or the lifetime my lifetime? So whose lifetime guarantee is it? So there's no lifetime guarantee to Islah. It's an ongoing effort to Allah makes fazal and karam. Allah makes fazal and rahmat of Allah comes upon a person. Then Allah Ta'ala saves him from gunah and sin. Otherwise his own, he can't do it. He can't save himself. He has to continue trying. So Allah Ta'ala gives the hidayat, Allah Ta'ala saves him. So Zakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, if due to the ill fortune of evil glances, one becomes involved in an illicit love affair, one will have to adhere to the following additional factors. After all, as Zakim Sahib mentioned, now we have to add on to this. Person got involved. One, he was only viewing. Now from viewing only, looking at haram, now he got involved in the haram. One, he was only looking, and ajib. Here ulama say also, that when he came to Qawm Lut, they got involved in sodomy, men with men, women with women, they say, this starts from looking at haram. First, looking at haram, the opposite gender. He say, a time comes in his life where that becomes bland also. Looking at opposite gender becomes bland, now he looks at the same gender. This way he gets involved in the same gender also. So he thinks, now I'm safe, I'm only looking, I'm attracted only to the opposite gender. But as the sickness goes into the heart, becomes so dark, there's no more enjoyment and thrill anymore. Now he's looking for something mad, something really haram. Because the heart has gone so dark. He's making tawbah also. So gradually shaitan works like this. How he came to Nuh alayhi salatu salam also, when he was tawheed. He was tawheed, and how shaitan took them from oneness of Allah to idol worship. Read the kitab and understand how it started. How it started, that before Nuh alayhi salatu salam, they were all awliya, Shisa alayhi salam's time, Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, they were pious people. There was no shirk at the time. So what happened, those pious people in their family that passed away, then what they did was they made drawings of them. And the parents would tell the grandchildren, this is your grandfather, very pious man. So they would look at him, oh, Dada was so pious, Nana was so pious. So long life they had, how much of salah, how much of ibadah this to make. So like this, now this to revere and this to honor these sketches and these drawings of the forefathers. And slowly from there, as they went on, then shaitan put into their hearts and thought, just make a small sculpture at least. And keep it in the house. This is a reminder for generations coming down. And this was your grandfather, he was very pious. He was very pious, and then they would tell them stories of how the piety was, and how much of ibadah this to make, etc. And the children used to become amazed at so much of taqwa, so much of piety they had. So like this, so to say, it was a good thing now. Make some muzakara at home. The taqwa and piety of our family men. And as it went on from the sculpture, it became bigger and bigger and bigger till they made one idol of that grandfather. And then they would keep it in the house. And the parents would say, this was your grandfather. What a pious man he was. And as it went down, came to the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, then finally, at that time now, as generations went down, and nobody reminded them and warned them, then they would tell their children, that this is your grandfather or your nana or your very pious man. And before you leave home, you gotta make one salam at least. Namaste. Like how the Hindus do. Make one greeting. And from there, then you know what happens after that. From one greeting, then it comes to one bowing, then it goes into one sajda after that. Then the idol worship started. From where? Just from one drawing only, from a sketch. Just from one sketch. And maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago, we said, you know, these certain things are, you know what, you're going to go down this road, you're going to end up like this. It never happened. Our family never happened. But you know what happened now. So many things came into the family, but we just let loose one avenue. Just let it happen. Nothing serious. And now, when we warned the people before, that, you know, this the daughter is nicely, you know what, you're going to let her be so confident like this and like that, and you know, let her go do the speech contest, going overseas. Just now she's going to give you speeches. Then she won't worry about you also. She'll be flying on her own. Manala, it never happened. My daughter, no. Little small speech contest, she got chosen now. Why are you making a big deal? She's only 6 years old. Now she's confident, she speaks well. So at least now let her give it. Say, bye, don't do it. We're telling you, where is her land up? And where she is now? Now she's a journalist. Now she's reading the news on air. Say, bye, what happened? Hey, mama. Don't know what happened. We warned you that time. That innocent young girl whose heart could be full with the haqq, now she's presenting the batil. What happened now? Well, we said, no, it never happened. Our children, our family, no, it happens. Shaitan operates like this. Nobody can say, I'm more sharper than Shaitan, that I can beat him. It can't happen. You let open the door a little bit. Shaitan finds a gap, he's going to open it even more. And then you can't close it after that. Unless Allah makes fazl. Find a wali of Allah, go in the path of Allah, work on iman, understand this is wrong. By then damage is done now. Now to undo it. Allah may fazal, Allah give her taqwa, give him taqwa. We're just going to do it one time only. As the Tamir Rahmatullah Ali says already, that 5-6 year old young girl, where you don't have to take her, don't take her. The young boy also, don't take him. You open the door one time, she saw it. And you give the example. It was a fairy tale wedding. What a wedding. She saw it as a young girl. The bride on the stage and all the decor and everything else, it caught her heart. Because Quran says that they are brought, أَوْمَ يُنَشَّوْ بِالْحِلْيَةِ, and those that have been brought up in hilya, in decoration and jewelry. So naturally they love it. Now she saw it. The heart will take to it. The heart will take to it. Now she wants that wedding. Fairy tale wedding. Now father asked the mother, where she got this thing from? We never thought of this thing. No. We go to the nikahs. You allowed us to go. So she saw all this thing now. And what she knows, even you don't even know. What she knows right now, even you don't even know. How she learnt it. All the ghair haq things, the non-haq things. Because the avenue was opened up. So coming back, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that the person who got involved, he just looked at the haram. And the heart become darker and darker. And from attraction to the opposite gender, it becomes attraction to the same gender. He's not making a tawbah. There's no talk of haqq also. Nobody's telling him. Now the heart is poisoned. The heart is poisoned. And the Hadith Sharif says this poison is such. And somebody asks Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, why are you speaking only about the eyes? He says, because you can hurt someone, you can wound someone. You can cut someone, you can wound him. But not necessarily he'll die. You can fire a shot also. You might hit him in the thigh somewhere. He missed the artery, he missed the vein. But he might not die. That time was bow and arrow. So he might just inflict an injury, a wound, but he won't die. To make sure he dies, put some poison on the arrow. Put some poison on the arrow. You might just creep him. You might just poke him or prick him with the poison went in. The poison will kill him. Hadith Sharif says that the nazar is sahmun masmun. Poisonous arrow of shaitan. The poisonous arrow of shaitan. It will kill you. It will kill. Is poison in there? That wound be a small wound. You're just looking at haram. As Hakim Sahib says, you might think, no, is it serious? Is it just an arrow that will hurt you? Or just inflict an injury or a wound or a cut? But it's such an arrow that has poison on it. It will go into the bloodstream, imani stream. And now the haqq will disappear. From nur, nabi zulumat. You were in nur and now darkness came. How to come out from it after that? Now from there it went on. Person became more brave. There's no more enjoyment looking only at the phone. Now he'll go into haram now. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Ali, that when the person became involved in haram, an illicit affair, and then what should he do? He should completely cut off all relations with the lover. That is speaking to her, looking at her, corresponding with her, sitting next to her, or meeting with her. So all such actions to the extent that even if someone else mentions her, prevent him from doing so. Stay so far away from the lover that meeting her becomes impossible. In fact, even by mistake, there must not remain any possibility of your gaze falling on her. In short, all relations should be completely severed. Now, we know in families, when the cousins were young, we were playing, and he had some inclination towards her, but never married her. Years later, now some nikah took place. Now, they say, doesn't find out the intermingling, no intermingling. Now finally he saw after all years. Now the old memories come back and the feelings come back. Now he's married 30 years, 40 years. The wife is not like how she was before. Now she looks even better than before now. She looks even better than before. Now the whole fitness starts. Just that one glance after so many years, he thought he was safe. 40 years he thought he was safe. One glance, he started all over again. Allah Ta'ala protect. That is why this is poisonous. Number two, if there is a danger of the lover approaching, then quarrel with her intentionally so that she loses all hope of friendship with you. Zakim Sahib says, even if you insult her also. Let her get angry and swear you better. But the iman will be safe. He says, number one, show her good akhlaq. You are a smile of the air hostess. He says, it doesn't work like that. He says, no, but Hazrat, you know, you show them the beauty of Islam. But you look at her beauty. And that to us, Hakim Sahib says, you can't see the beautiful, it's fake beauty. He says, it's all fake, it's all just now put on. Is that real? Your wife has beauty. She did in namaz. She did in Quran Sharif. She got more of taqwa on her face. She's looking after your children. It's ibadat. She's making Allah, she's teaching them. She's reading kalima for them, reading surahs for them. She got picker of deen for them, for the jannat. He says, she's a jannati woman already. But now you're running behind. Hakim Sahib, you say, he says that you must think now what she's taking in, what she's taking out. He says, only poo and took. He says, sis, how can you go near her? Wife is pure and clean. She washes herself. She takes care of her hygiene, etc. Now he's running behind haram and filth and dirt. And he feels just enjoyment. So even if to quarrel with her and make a fight with her also. Then even if to insult her also, he says, but stay far. Better she fight with you. And say, you are rude. No problem. No problem. He says, is there a problem? Along my iman is safe. Thirdly, do not intentionally think of her, nor enjoy the imaginations of her of the past. Don't even bring it back. Must deleted completely. This mistrust of the heart is a major sin which ruins the heart. Its harm is more than evil glances, also imagination. Now he saw her, now he's playing in the mind. This is one reason ulama say they make the nikah quickly. A girl and boy, they saw one another. Others say, no rush. Mufnisha calls first. Oh, he must do this, stand on his own two feet. Don't know where he's standing right now. But he must stand on his own two feet first. And then this was happened. But oh, father, you don't understand. She already saw him and he already saw her. He already sent the proposal and she already said, yes. Your daughter's staying in your house and the longer you're going to delay the nikah, she has an imagination also. He also has an imagination. She's a young girl. How much is she going to control her imagination? Now she's going to fantasize also. And he's also going to fantasize. And who's getting the son? Mother and father. Now you've got two adults. She's 18, 19. He's 20, 21. We have two adults. They in a halal manner want to get together. Well, the mother says, no, we're not ready yet. You're already married. Who's worried about you? You're already married. The father says, no, we're not ready yet. Oh, Baba, you're already married. These are two adults who are getting married. Why are you stopping them? In a halal way, they want to get married, be together, and you say, you're not ready. Nobody's talking about you. We're talking about them. This is where we were. This is the haqq and the truth. Now, we're not ready because you want to have a certain big thing, or because their connection wants to come. We're not getting married to that connection. These two want to make contact. They want to get married. That's what the hadith sharif says. One person recently also mentioned, I said, now the nikah, when we have the nikah? He said, no need to rush. Inna lillahi wa inna. The hadith sharif specifically says, rush for the nikah. And you are saying, no need to rush. The hadith sharif is saying, rush with it. Make the nikah quickly. They both are happy, don't delay the nikah. The mind is going to run. And then all the evil thoughts are going to start. And your daughter was a masoom child, 18 years in your home, she was safe. Now she's living under your roof, the same bedroom she's sitting in there. Now her mind is not even in the house, in that person, in his house. Now what do you did to her? They allowed it to happen. It was going to happen. She was not texting him. Her mind is in wonder, and the sin is going to be the parents. Allah Ta'ala, you must understand. What was that? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه، الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، وكريم رحيم الله. Ya Allah, save us from sins, oh my Allah. Save us from your disobedience, oh my Allah. Purify our eyes, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Purify our hearts, oh my Allah. Allah, keep us upon the haqq, oh my Allah. Till our mouth, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from shaitan, from deviance, from going astray. Allah, keep us upon the haqq, our families, our children, our progeny, the entire ummah, the Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, every step of our life, every breath, oh my Allah. Guide us towards the haqq and the truth, and your razamandi and your pleasure, oh my Allah. Allah, keep us upon the haqq with the people of haqq, oh my Allah. Allah, give us understanding of deen, the correct understanding of deen, oh my Allah. Save us from the effects of shaitan and nafs, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Grant us your muhabbat and your love. Allah, your obedience, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us understanding of sharia and deen, amal upon it. Allah, give us love for every sunnah, amal upon every sunnah, the knowledge of every sunnah. Accept our health, our wealth, our time, ya Allah, for the khidmat of the sunnah in the world, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, all the sick and ailing, grant them shifa, ajil, kamil, mustamir, all the deaths, ya Allah, remove these deaths, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all those that, ya Allah, marriageable age, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them suitable spouses, pious spouses, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all those, ya Allah, in difficulties, remove the difficulties, oh my Allah. Grant complete islah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of ulama ikram the afiyat, sihat and salamat, oh my Allah. Hazrat wa Allah, grant them good health and sihat and afiyat. Accept all the khidmat of deen, the seeking place, the makatib, the madaris, the darul ulum, the jamaat that are moving the path of Allah. Protect the marakis, protect our masajid, ya Allah. Protect our iman, our amal, our taqwa. Let us good health, afiyat, sihat and salamat. Protect our homes, our vehicles, our lives, our businesses. Allah, accept it all for the khidmat of deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.